Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. And I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I know it was a little more on the serious side last episode, so we wanted to give you another quickie just to kind of lighten things
quickie.
Up.
Yeah, but a nice fun quickie.
I will have you... I'm trying to think which one of these is going to be the most fun.
Okay.
So we can talk about live streaming a birth.
Oh, that does not sound fun.
I'll tell
what?
You. There's a reason why I'm telling you.
Oh,
okay?
Golly.
I'm giving you the like minimum. So I'm not trying to give you the whole thing.
Okay. A little tease.
Restaurants roasting people who give them negative reviews.
Oh, funny.
And then a waiter's girlfriend confronting a girl on Yelp after she was quote unquote flirting with her boyfriend on Yelp.
Ooh. Oh, God. I want to go with either of the last two because like we used to both be servers. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I just got to go with the first one because I'm so curious.
All right.
Give me the birth story.
Basically, there is a OnlyFans star who is pregnant. So congratulations to her.
Oh.
But she has plans to live stream her birth for $12,000 and has had offers to sell her breast milk.
What?
So this is an OnlyFans mom from the UK, and she's turning that pregnancy to money.
Hell yeah.
Her name is Carla Bellucci. She's 39-year-old mom-to-be and has recently...
Bellucci
decided that, you know, she's going to be showing off her growing baby bump through fetishes, you know, on OnlyFans because that's a thing. People are super into, like, pregnancy, and there's people who are into the whole breast milk stuff, like, okay. Visually. So they basically, for those who don't know what OnlyFans is, it's a subscription service that you can make money on. And, yeah, she's really, really pretty posting. Like, she's got her Instagram if you want to go check her out, official Carla Bellucci. But she plans on cashing in on these fetishists by, you know, obviously just tracking her belly, her growth and stuff. So, but she's selling tickets to her birth. So basically, after receiving an offer from a subscriber to live stream her birth for $10,000.
So she got the offer.
It's £10,000, which is about 12,000 American dollars.
Wow. So a YouTuber actually came to her and said, I'll give you this much money.
So I could watch you stream your birth. She was inspired. She agreed for the offer and intends to extend the same invitation to our other subscribers. For the price of a luxurious vacation or a well-used car, any of Bellucci's fans can witness the moment of her newest child entering the world.
They have to pay for a vacation for her?
I think they were just kind of embellishing. I think they have to... I don't know if they also have to pay for pay an additional $12,000. Or if the guy's just going to pay the $12,000 and everyone else gets a ticket to, like maybe $100, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, you should, like, sell tickets. You already get the $12,000 for the YouTube. Might as well sell tickets for other people.
$12,000 is definitely, you can have a very nice vacation with that kind of money.
So is this to, like, see the full-on thing?
Mm-hmm.
Does she normally do, like, nudes and stuff? Is that the OnlyFans content?
I would assume.
Wow! People want to watch that?
That's not the only part of her pregnancy. She aims to monetize either as her baby develops. Bellucci has seen a huge uptick in her OnlyFans returns. On the day she revealed her pregnancy, Bellucci says she made $3,000. Post about her pregnancy lead to one of her best months on the platforms when big tips coming in from eager viewers. And once the money-making live stream has passed, she may even sell her breast milk.
I wonder if she has to, like, do a picture or a video of her, like, actual, like, getting the milk out of the breast and then sending it to them?
I mean, it depends on their, their agreement and their fetish, I suppose. But yeah, a lot of men have fetishes for pregnant women. I've known a dude who was just like really into pregnant lady in the sense of like, because we were kind of seeing each other and it's like, it was like starting to get kind of serious. He's like, oh, I can't wait to see you pregnant. Like kind of a thing.
Like
he was
in
really,
a sexy way, not mm-hmm. in a, oh, you'll be carrying my child type of way.
Both. It was very much both.
You know, it's kind of good to know because I always have like, I think, being pregnant and having a child human grow in there is just like the weirdest thing ever. And then I'm always like, damn, that's going to ruin my body and I'm going to look like a cow and ball. But it's good to know that there are some people who would be feeling it. who'd see me walking down the street with my big belly and be like, hey, girl. And I'd be like, I still got it. Even though I really just love pregnant people, but whatever.
But I mean, like, it doesn't mean they love all pregnant people.
I don't know how they're pregnant.
You're probably, it's like seeing a guy who, let's say he's a 7, right? Out of 10.
Okay.
But then he has a British accent. He immediately goes up a point or two. That kind of a thing. It's like, oh, you're a pretty lady. You're a 7, but then you're pregnant. You're a 10 now. Like that kind of a thing.
Oh, I thought it was more like anyone who's pregnant. They're like, but you know, like anyone with feet, like people who love feet, love feet.
Not all feet.
Like, but some I feel people, like a lot of
some
feet.
Some people might like ugly feet, like what we would consider ugly feet, like calloused or like that aren't maintained. Other people might like more delicate, dainty feet. Other people might want like big, you know, wide feet, you know. Some
okay, I thought everyone old, who likes pregnant sidewalk people was going to find me attractive. But now it's got to be specific people.
But now it's even like now you'll know, like you find me attractive because you find me attractive and because I'm pregnant. It's not just because you're pregnant.
I mean, I feel like when I'm pregnant, I just want everyone to find me attractive anyway, no matter what.
I feel like that's you anytime anyways, right?
I mean, yeah, hell yeah. Who wouldn't want everyone to find them attractive? Let's get real. I don't want people to be like, dang, she hella ugly all the time. No.
I mean, as long as they keep it themselves, I don't care.
I would still rather have people think I'm attractive than not. Well, that's would you do that for any type amount of money? Have your birth filmed for people to watch?
Sure.
Would you do it for 12 grand?
I don't know. I feel like it depends if I've had any complications during the pregnancy.
No, let's say fine pregnancy. You're good.
$12,000. See, I'm trying to think of it like hourly pay. Because if you're having to broadcast the entire thing, because there's people that are in labor for like 24 hours or more.
They're probably just going to do maybe like the last half hour of labor. And
yeah, like just you pushing it out.
The baby coming out.
So let's say the video in total is like 10 minutes. $12,000 for 10 minutes worth of work. Okay.
So you don't care that it's like your vagina up close and personal, a human coming out of it.
Yeah, it's because it's not in my head. It's not sexy, but anything you can post on the internet like could be considered
that
sexy.
That is so wild that you don't want to do nudes. Will not do nudes at the moment, but that is like full on nude, and you're like right. Okay.
Because I feel like it's more medical. It's more technical. It's not. I don't know.
It's still your vagina.
Yeah,
medical not, or not, sexy it's not
the,
or not.
It's not the most flattering moment, but I feel like it's even because I've seen videos of women. I've seen plenty of videos of women giving birth, and it's like it's not. They would probably be women who'd never do porn, but their hoo-haws are out there to see. Like one of the things I learned is that when you're giving birth, all modesty goes out the window. You do not give an F because all you want to do is get this thing out of you.
So much pain. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't give an F.
But I think let me see what time it is. We got a little bit more time. I'll do quickly the other TikToker, the flirty reviewer.
Oh, on the Yelp?
Yelp. Because this one was funny and I really wanted to share it with you. So there's a TikTok user. Her name is Antonia Evie. And she shared a story about, she captioned it, story time, beefing with someone's girlfriend on Yelp. And she says that her and her friends were at a restaurant where they were asked to leave a Yelp review by the waiter, right? And she obliged for Ira, the waiter, starting with a straightforward, love the atmosphere, pretty good drinks, nice food menu. And then she playfully added, Ira, ? My king, love you, XOXO. Right?
Okay.
She said her video that was, she said that in her video that 20 minutes after she left the review, she received a message to her Yelp account from Ira's girlfriend.
Oh, dang. Ira's girlfriend was watching that like a hawk.
Right. His girlfriend scolded at her. It's like, I saw your review for my boyfriend, Ira, and I don't really appreciate what you said, calling him your king, et cetera. She then added, I felt that it was inappropriate and a comment about his services would have sufficed. I don't know if he gave you some kind of impression that he was flirting, et cetera, but I'd like to know. In addition to wanting a Yelp reviewer to rat out how flirty her boyfriend was, she requested, if not, then if you don't mind editing the review or writing a new one, that would be great.
Dang, this bitch is a little crazy.
I'm like, that's a little much. Like, I get being like put off by it. It's like, okay, but servers are meant to be for lack of a better word, a little flirty.
Almost all servers are flirtatious.
Yes, because that is
our job. We're supposed to be nice, and people, for sure, in Seattle, like, are confused if you're nice to them. Because the Seattle freeze is real, so when someone's actually like, oh, hey, I was, like, and happy to see you. Yeah, they're like, oh, does she love me? And, like, though, I feel like, I mean, wow.
I've had, like, really awesome servers of all ages, of all genders, where... like, you have that nice rapport. Like, you get along. It's a fun time. Like, you can tell they're having fun, too. And it's just like, okay, you had that nice time. So that's probably where it came from. You were able to kind of BS a little bit. So I don't see it as a big deal.
So would you be upset if you were Ira's girlfriend and you saw a Yelp review? You're first, my king, XO.
I would have been like, hey, please tell me they at least tipped you well.
Oh, like to Ira. You would have made, your boyfriend know. Hey, I'm saw this Yelp review.
And I'm like, all right, how well they tip. I want to see if the flirtation is actually working or not.
Vicky's getting jealous. I want the money. I can see it in your face. You're like, I would be like, I was on Yelp and I heard you had a nice
first of all, I'm never on Yelp. Nice so that customer. Wouldn't happen. But I would have totally laughed and like, babe, look what happened. Oh, that was always my favorite thing is like seeing other girls flirt with like when I had a boyfriend. There was this,
I would hate that.
There was this one store, especially because I've had some really good looking boyfriends. Some boyfriends, like physically, they looked like they were out of my league, but honestly, I was out of their league with everything else.
And good thing you recognize that now.
Yes. But physically, they like to the average onlooker, they might think, oh, he's a really good looking dude. And I'm not saying that I'm not good looking, but I'm just not what you were expecting him to have as a girlfriend for whatever reason, right?
Well, that's in your brain, but yes.
Yes. And so this one girl, every time I've gone to the store by myself with my friends, she looked like she hated being there. She looked miserable. You can tell she did not want to help the customers. It was a clothing store.
Okay.
And it's just like, hey, I'm like, okay, well, could I try get a fitting room or anything? She's like, okay, like just roll her eyes, not wanting to be there. And the only time I've ever seen her smile is when my boyfriend and I went in. I was looking at something. He went to another area, and he was looking at stuff. She comes on like, hi! I'm like, oh, I've never seen this bitch smile so big. And I was just like, okay. And then I go up, because I was actually walking up to show him some stuff, and that's when I noticed this whole conversation go down. I'm like, hey, babe, check this out. And like her face immediately just dropped.
Oh, yeah.
And so
she was
it was
like, oh, he has a girlfriend and the girlfriend's actually here.
Yeah. So part of me was just like,
God. See, you are like, I'm petty like me. Yeah, you're petty. That's a good word for it. You're petty.
Oh, I am so petty. I revel in my pettiness. I love it.
See, I feel like we couldn't get mad at like that Yelp review.
No,
there's no way we could even. Same, because guys comment on our pictures and stuff and say the craziest crap all the time. And, like, my boyfriend and, like, whoever you're dating at the time, like, you just kind of have to take it.
Right.
Like, it happens. Like, I'm not going to act upon it. Like, call me your king all you want. Like, I'm not your king. You're not my queen.
The TikToker answered back, stating her response with, ha 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 ha, and then assured her girlfriend, it's like, I wrote that review because they were all competing for the most reviews for that night, so nothing to worry about.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Yeah, she then responded, it wasn't about writing one, but rather it's about how it was written and perceived. She then added, but if it's nothing, I apologize and enjoy the rest of your night. The TikTok noted in her video, after showing a screenshot of the conversation, I didn't want to be like, you're effing crazy, but imagine going on Yelp and looking at your boyfriend's restaurant and messaging someone with a review within 20 minutes. I think that's the part that's the weirdest. Like, if it had happened like a week or two later, I'd been like, okay.
No, I still think it's weird responding.
No, I'm not saying it's not weird. I'm saying I feel like it's a little less weird. But the whole 20 minutes is what really kind of puts that cherry on the weirdness ice cream sundae, if you will.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm glad she apologized, but yeah, no. This girl's got some trust issues. That's what's happening.
And that's what's like, bro.
And he must be a good server, dang.
Yeah. Commenters were worried for Ira and thought that this behavior raised some red flags for his girlfriend. Someone's like, 20 minutes later? Does she get alerts for Yelp reviews at the restaurant or something? Another chimed in, Ira's probably at home fighting for his life right now.
Did he ever respond or say anything?
I don't think so. It's like at least one responded under where the girlfriend was coming from, noting she probably recently got cheated on and was going a little crazy. I've been there.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying she probably has trust issues.
Yeah.
Like, and whether it's from their relationship now or a previous relationship.
And they wanted to add more fuel to the fire. And they're like, hey, bestie, drop the restaurant so we can all leave reviews for our King Ira. Now that's being petty.
Troll more.
Oh my goodness, I love it. Just because I love being petty.
Yeah, I didn't know you loved being petty so much. Good to know.
I just think it's funny. I for some reason, my buddy will tell me stories about like the petty things he's done. And for some reason, I just think it's so funny.
Because you secretly do petty things yourself.
I am evil.
At least you finally admit it. Thank God. I can be crazy. You can be petty. Perfect.
And we're all our own brand of evil.
Yes, exactly.
All right. With that, we hope we entertained you. And I want to know your pettiness stories. I love petty stories.
Oh, yeah. Give us your good ones.
It's kind of like the one we talked about on air, if you heard today, where this girl, her baby daddy was cheating on her when she was pregnant. And she goes to the baby daddy goes to jail, and then the mistress is trying to hit him up, and so she's like, oh, he died. He dead. And it's like 3 years later and she still thinks he's dead.
Has like this own funeral for him and mm-hmm. stuff, this fake funeral.
Yes, everything. And so she posts every year like, oh, you know, my one true love is dead. And I continue to read or watch her other videos and stuff to see like he was in on it.
Yeah.
Like, or after the fact, he's like, yeah, just let her keep thinking I'm dead. He never corrected it. It's like his sister was in on it. They're all crazy.
Dude, I'm waiting for when the mistress and the dude like accidentally run into each other.
Well, now that this video has gone viral, I'm waiting for her to see the video.
That's true. Could you imagine thinking someone's dead and then you see them? How freaking trippy would that be?
I actually had she's not really a friend anymore, more of an acquaintance, but she used to be a really good friend of mine. And she had this person that she dated when she was really like young, like 18, 19 years old.
Okay.
And then he went into the military. And supposedly, like, she keep telling me these stories. And they're fun to listen to, but I always knew in the back of my mind, I'm like, that's not real.
Oh.
This is too elaborate to be real.
Yeah.
And the story was basically that this guy she was dating was in the military, and he was in, like, a special ops thing, to the point where he needed to get some of his tattoos removed. He had to get plastic surgery so you wouldn't recognize his
his
face, you know, all these different things, you know, because he had to be, like, super undercover, some crap. And he would show up, like, once a year or once every 2 years, and they would have, like, a night together.
And would he be a different person?
He would just have either more tattoos or different tattoos or tattoos removed or whatever. And I'm like, but if he's had plastic surgery, why doesn't he look different? I thought that too.
Maybe like he'd get plastic surgery and then like he would just have a whole other person go and date her for the night because he didn't want to deal with her. And then she's like, why do you look so different? He's like, remember, babe, I told you.
But it's like they were like, she even got a tattoo for him. Like, because eventually he had said like, I'm going away for pretty much ever. I don't know if I'll ever be back. So she's like, I'm not going to have any contact with him. I don't know if he's going to be dead or not, whatever, right?
Yeah.
She had gotten a tattoo for him. And then flash forward a few years, she finds out that none of this was true.
Wow.
That he was actually living not too far from her this entire time, like within driving distance. And he was actually engaged to somebody else and had been dating this other person all these years.
Oh, so she was just a side chick.
Mm-hmm. Once a year side chick.
Oh, man, that's like horrible, but kind of brilliant, because that's like the most like you have to go away for the military. That's right. Just how it is. Like,
yep.
I'm going to want to hit that ass once a year. So I'm going to pretend that I'm traveling and the military is the perfect excuse for it.
But she'd always tell me stories like, yeah, he would like once a year would like come through my window and like we would have a night together. Like, I was like, this is. Don't get me wrong. It's fun to listen to. I don't believe any of it.
It's like the one night a year where like he knows his fiance is going to be like on a girl's trip or something, right? Or like
something. And he's just like, I've been watching you, making sure you're safe and protecting you because I have enemies. It's very like romance novel-esque. And so,
I
said, I'd love to listen to this, like everything she would tell me. But in the back of my head, and I wasn't going to tell her this because supposedly she had the better, bigger head, like, or the better head on her shoulders than I did. So I'm like, all right, cool. If you say so, I don't know him. I don't know you.
Like, see, that's so not me. I'd be like, I think this is all bull crap, dude. Like, now, you gotta, like, track his phone, track his whatever. Like, we gotta do some research.
This was in our early to mid-20s. So that this
I
was
would
going
still
down.
Be like, this is
so
bull crap.
I feel like now I would probably call it out. I'm like, no.
Sounds a little sketch.
Sounds very
fishy.
Sketch. But
did
then
she did he tell her? How did she find out?
I forget how she found out. I think she either saw a picture of him on Facebook or something. But she found out because it was for their wedding and she knew exactly where he was getting married. And I think she even hit him up and she like gave him all the information about his wedding date.
Was she like, okay, so I'll be there?
She was ready to start some S. Like, go there and be like, by the way.
Oh, dude,
go.
She should have gone and said, I object.
No, it's like,
that's like the most epic thing that can happen.
It's like, I don't want you. I don't object because I'm hoping you'll be with me. I object because I think your fiance needs to know what has happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't object to be with him.
I think she still had like the receipts, if you will. All the text messages,
oh,
like the
I bet.
Few ones like that she did have or get from him. But that's like, whoa. Like, that's... I honestly, if she would have gone to the wedding, I think it would have been a big, messy situation. Like, do you even really want to be in that drama? But as a person that's not in that situation, like, bring on the popcorn. I want to see this pettiness.
If you were the one that was going to like about to marry him, like that was your wedding. Would you want her? Essentially ruin your wedding and know?
I'd rather her tell me before the wedding.
No.
But
no,
I would rather know before marrying this dude. But here's the thing with people that don't understand is some people before the wedding celebration, they already have their wedding certificate done. Some people
not necessarily
some
signed
people do. Some people do. Some people do.
Yeah, I mean, like, the one I went to, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Like, literally did it right after they had the ceremony.
Yeah, some people will sign it then and there, but I've seen it where it's like, oh, yeah, no, we're already technically married. We're just having the celebration. We're having, like, the whole ceremony. They already, like, signed the paper or they got
like,
married.
Like, not even on that day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, that's weird. If you're going to get married on a day, get actually married on the day.
Well, sometimes it's also military. Like, my cousin, like, she has her wedding anniversary, and then she has her, like, wedding celebration anniversary. I think it's the same day. I think they picked the same day, but they were married a year before they got married.
Well, okay, so if you were going to get really married on the day you were actually getting mm-hmm. married, would you want her, like, speak now, forever hold your peace? Like, does anybody object? Like, her to stomp in and do the whole spiel and tell you? Or would you rather just, like, get married and never find out?
Mostly because I think he's going to keep doing it. It's not if he is able to not have any consequences or if he feels like he can get away with it, he's going to continue to get away with it. If not with this person, with somebody else. So
I mean, it sounded like he got away with it for a long time. But it also sounds like your friend's a freaking idiot and believed it.
Yeah, she is.
So and who is going to put up with, I'll see you once a year. I'll come through your window once a year. Like, what?
Oh, I'll tell you off air who this person is because it's going to make a lot more sense to you. Because you
oh,
know
I
this
know
person.
Even better.
But I want to know your stories of pettiness because I love being petty.
And Vicky needs new ways to be petty, so you need to give her some ideas.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.